perhaps because of some tough dinner table conversation at the White House lately, or maybe because of some personal soul-searching, possible look at the polls on the issue of gay marriage, or even facing the possible extinction of some of his most prominent political supporters, President Obama did some rapid evolution on his ambiguous position regarding gay marriage for whatever reason, and got definitive yesterday with Robin Roberts of ABC News.
But I have to tell you that over the course of several years, as I talk to friends and family and neighbors, when I think about members of my own staff who are in incredibly committed monogamous relationships, same-sex relationships, who are raising kids together, when I think about those soldiers or airmen or Marines or sailors who are out there fighting on my behalf and yet feel constrained, even now that Don't Ask, Don't Tell is gone, because they're not able to commit themselves in a marriage. At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
President speaking on ABC News, President Obama's two-year self-described evolution on the issue of gay marriage has apparently succumbed to a combination of principle and perhaps some political reality. We'll be discussing what this is all about throughout the program today. And we turn now to Reverend Nancy Petty, pastor at Pullen Memorial Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. She's a lesbian and has made history by being the first openly gay minister to lead a Baptist church in the American South. Reverend, first of all, what do you think, a principle here or pragmatism on the part of the president?
I would say both. I think we have watched our president struggle with this issue and come to his own place of how he feels about it and what he wanted to say about it. And so I think that both principle and political astuteness played into his announcement yesterday. I wouldn't say it was one or the other.
Astute, though he might lose your state of North Carolina, which has just voted a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage. North Carolina, a swing state. What do you think? Has the president lost North Carolina for November?
We'll see. I'm not sure about that, because I do think that the way this amendment was worded on our ballot had a lot to do with how people voted for it. As I've talked with folks, there are many people, many conservatives, who are against calling how they define marriage, but they are not against civil unions. They're not against same-sex couples having the rights and privileges of making legal commitments to one another and civil unions, but the word that seemed to catch people up was that word marriage. Mm. And so,
and
I'm
certainly
not
that's
sure.
been the case. That's been the case around the country. The idea of marriage in California, that was certainly part of the issue there in 2008. That's Reverend Nancy Petty, pastor at Pullen Memorial Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Brian Fisher joins us now. Also, he's director of issue analysis at the American Family Association, a Christian values nonprofit organization. Brian, what do you think? Principle or pragmatism here on the president's part?
Well, actually, I think it was neither. I think this is politically catastrophic for the president. I think he did this because a number of his bundlers are pro-homosexuals. I think he was looking at this as a fundraising tool. I think the timing of it is suspicious, as Reverend Petty observed, and as you mentioned, natural marriage was supported in North Carolina 61-39 on Tuesday. This is a bloodbath from a political standpoint. The American people clearly are not with President Obama on the issue of gay marriage. It's now 32-0. And so the more Mitt Romney makes an issue out of President Obama's stand on same-sex marriage, the better it will be for him in November. And this, I think, is potentially fatal for the president's reelection chances.
So, Brian Fisher, then, for you, is it not so much principle than an opportunity that this issue provides a wedge opportunity for you to get Mitt Romney supporters to the polls on religious grounds because they oppose same-sex marriage?
Well, no, for us, it's just a matter of principle. You know, Reverend Petty knows that the Bible teaches from the first pages that there are two genders, male and female, that marriage is the union of one man and one woman. that the marriage between a man and a woman, the children they create and bring into the world and love and raise, this is the cornerstone of any healthy society. So that's why we stand on the issue of marriage.
All right, let's get a response, though, from the Reverend. You've suggested that her views might suggest an unhealthy society. Reverend?
Yes, I disagree with the gentleman who's speaking. I don't interpret the Bible in the same way he does, and I don't appreciate the way he said that I know what the Bible says on the same grounds that he does. The Bible I read, the Christian Bible, the Holy Scriptures, Jesus, whom we are to follow today, never said a word on this issue. Not one word did Jesus say about homosexuality in anything that he taught or said. And if we really look at the study of those scriptures, we can understand more fully what is going on in them, and that actually in Paul's writings, at the time Paul was writing, there was no word for homosexuality, not anything even close in that society to what our word today, homosexuality, means.
All right, Reverend, then on the scriptural debate, that will certainly be going on in pulpits and in congregations around the United States, but in political terms, Brian Fisher, and then a quick comment from the Reverend, why can't there just be toleration of all of these views and leave it at that?
Well, again, at some point you have to begin to talk about the nature of homosexual behavior and what it does to the human body. It's obviously unnatural sexual behavior. We can see that with the ravages of HIV/AIDS, which is predominantly found in men. It's predominantly found in men who have sex with men or are involved in intravenous drug abuse.
All right, Brian Fisher, let's get a response from Reverend Petty before we go. Unnatural?
I want to say unequivocally, this issue is not a theological issue. It's a legislative issue. We cannot substitute the Bible for our Constitution in the United States of America. This is not a theological issue. It's a legislative issue.
And it is a third rail politically, as you're hearing this morning. Reverend Nancy Petty, pastor at Poland Memorial Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Brian Fisher, director of issue analysis at the American Family Association. Where do your principles fall on this issue, and what's your assessment of the political pragmatism of President Obama's decision to support gay marriage? Reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.